From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program in our Savior's name. I'm glad to have you join us today, and here to Let the Bible Speak is the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining me once again around the Word of God. We're coming right away to our study in the book of the Revelation. We're in chapter 7, and we're considering presently the numbered multitude sealed, looking at the verses 2, 3, and 4 of that chapter. But before we start our study, we're going to listen to a gospel hymn. May it warm our hearts in preparation for the hearing of God's Word. It's the old favourite, Jesus Saves.
We have heard the joyful sound, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Give the news to every land, find the seas and cross the waves. Find within
today we return to chapter 7 and to verse 1. That verse reads, "And after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree." We considered the significance of the wind in the light of the Word of God, how that in this instance it speaks of the destructive power of the devil coming upon the world in the latter days. Presently, he is restrained. The angels hold back the wind. So we will take up where we left off last week. God presently exercises a restraint upon evil. That restraint incorporates the witness of his remnant people. It is today as it was in the days of Isaiah. Except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 9. The influences of God's remnant, the people of God, throughout the world, are such that there is a hindering of the development of the apostasy to the dimensions that it desires. But that restraint will be lifted, as God gives evil men their way. And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the verses 6 to 8. The word withholdeth means to restrain. The word letteth is the same Greek word translated by a different English word. Thus, the restraint shall end when God decrees, and there shall be a manifesting of the Antichrist, wickedness personified. The restraint shall end when God decrees, and there shall be a manifesting of the Antichrist, wickedness personified. Before God's restraint finally ends, there will be an ingathering of the elect of Israel. God restrains the gathering forces of anti-Christianity that would eradicate every witness, every reference to God and His truth from the earth, so that 12 times 12,000 of all the tribes of Israel are redeemed before there is an unleashing of wickedness. Verses 4 to 8 of this chapter 7 teaches us that, as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the three Hebrew companions of Daniel, were preserved amidst the fire kindled by Nebuchadnezzar's wrath, so the Lord will preserve a small remnant of Israel from the wrath of Antichrist, and bring them to saving faith and repentance. It is to this time that Zechariah refers in his prophecy, "And it shall come to pass that in all the land, saith the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God." Zechariah chapter 13, verses 7 to 9. It should be noted that conversion can take place only when evil is restrained. Do we pray enough against evil forces at work in our land? During the advance of apostasy, it has been the singular complaint of God's people that it has become increasingly difficult to see sinners saved. As the rising of the sun dispels the darkness of the night, and as the setting of the sun brings in the darkness of another night, so it is in the realm of evangelism. Sunshine and darkness cannot dwell together. This truth is illustrated in the history of Israel. So Moab was subdued that day under the hand of Israel, and the land had rest 40 years. Judges chapter 3 and the verse 30. The subduing of the enemy resulted in prosperity and peace for Israel. This truth is illustrated also in nature. "And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them." Matthew chapter 13, verse 7. The farmer must constantly combat and check the growth of weeds if he is to enjoy a bountiful harvest. But this truth is illustrated also in the experiences of the believer. "For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify, or put to death, the deeds of the body, ye shall live. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts." That's a number of texts all linked together, setting forth this truth that sin and holiness, that light and darkness cannot dwell together. The texts I was referring to there are Galatians 5:17, Romans chapter 7 verse 23, Romans chapter 8 verse 6, Romans chapter 8 verse 13, Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, and chapter 5 verse 24. This truth is plainly taught by the Lord Jesus. No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he will first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. Mark chapter 3 and the verse 27. The word holding in Revelation chapter 7:1 means to arrest. It is used of the arrest of John the Baptist and also of the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 14 verse 3, chapter 21 verse 46, and chapter 26 verse 48. We need to pray for an arresting of the power of the devil in order that we may see an advance in the work of winning souls to Christ. Having looked at the angels holding the wind, we're now going to look at the numbered multitude sealed, verses 2 and 3. And I saw another angel descending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of God in their foreheads. That's chapter 7, the verses 2 and 3, as already mentioned. The salvation of this remnant from Israel is according to the workings of God's grace in all ages. There is not a different method of salvation for them. It is here likened unto the sealing of a people. In Ezekiel chapter 9, we have a people marked or sealed before judgment fell. Each one that received the mark was to be spared in the judgment. Ezekiel chapter 9, verses 1 to 6. The event was a foreshadowing of that which is to take place again in Jerusalem at the end of this age. First of all, note that the angel with the seal ascends from the east. That is the quarter from which the new light of each day arises. How often the rising of the sun is used to illustrate the illuminating work of grace that must take place in a sinner's heart if he is to be saved. Indeed, the Lord Jesus is called the Son of Righteousness, whose rising brings saving health to those upon whom he shines. Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. God, in those last days, before the full fury of anti-Christianity is unleashed upon the world, God shall be pleased to visit a remnant of his ancient people, and at the end of this age, bring them to faith in Christ by his saving power. We will leave our Bible study there, returning next week in the will of the Lord, to consider more about this numbered multitude that God seals. The Lord bless you, and goodbye.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.